Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Okay, friends, how do you react when you hear a rumor about somebody? Do you get excited because of all of the interesting information? Do you believe what you hear? Well, the title of our lesson today is Who Said That? You know, rumors and gossip can be terrible. They can actually ruin relationships, whether it's with your family members or at work or school. If you remember from yesterday's lesson, Emma from Owl Media thought that Laura was criticizing her work in front of other people. Well, today we're going to join Dean and Laura at Owl Media as they talk about this. And here's a question for you to find the answer to. What does Laura think about Emma's work? What does Laura think about Emma's work? All right, friends, open your magazine. Let's begin.
Who said that? Conversation B. Dean goes into Laura's office.
Hi, Laura. Sorry to disturb you, but do you have a minute?
Sure. What can I help you with?
Are you happy with Emma's work?
Of course. She's a good artist. A little slow, maybe, but she does good work. And she's done very well teaching others the new software.
Well, she's heard that you don't like her work and are criticizing her behind her back.
That's ridiculous. If I didn't like her work, I'd talk to her about it.
That's what I thought.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 disturb 这个动词 ,dis 这个字首有分开的意思 ,turb 这个字根有扰乱的意思。所以 disturb 是指打扰或妨碍。例如 ,I hope I'm not disturbing you, but can I talk to you for a second? 希望我没有打扰到你但是我可以跟你谈一下吗？或者是 my daughter put a do not disturb sign on her bedroom door. 我的女儿在她房间门口放了请勿打扰的标志。Disturb 也指使焦虑。例如 ,the terrible news really disturbed me. 这个可怕的消息真的让我非常不安。继续我们看的是 behind someone's back, 这个成语。behind someone's back 是指在某人背后或背着某人。例如 ,Melanie never talks behind her friends' backs. She has a lot of integrity. Melanie 从来不在朋友背后说他们的坏话。她是一个非常正直的女生。或者是 ,the clerk was caught stealing behind his boss's back.这位店员被逮到背着老板偷钱。或者是 ,you don't want to know what they said about you behind your back. 你不会想要知道他们在背后怎么谈论你的。
Okay, thank you so much, Michelle. Let's continue gossiping, Rebecca. Spreading rumors.
Right, no. We're not going to continue gossiping and we're not going to continue spreading rumors.But remember, we're going to try to get to the bottom of what's going on between Laura, Emma, and Dean.
That's right. We're going to try to discover the truth about this situation. We're getting to the bottom of it. So
Gabe, I have an idea. This time you could be Dean and I'll be Laura.
That's a great idea, Rebecca. I will be Dean.
I thought so.
Hi, Laura. Dean is very handsome.Hi, Laura. Sorry to disturb you, but do you have a minute?
Okay, let's stop for just a moment and let's talk about that phrase, do you have a minute? You know something, Gabe? I always thought this phrase was really funny because when you ask someone, hey, do you have a minute? Do you think that they're only going to hang out for 1 minute?
Well, I like look in my pockets and I try to discover if I have a minute. I have a pen. I don't have a minute.
No, that's not what I mean, Gabe. Huh? Usually when you ask this question, you want to talk to someone, right?
Right.
Hey, Gabe, do you have a minute? Do you pull out your phone and start timing? Okay, I have exactly 1 minute. 1 minute's up, gotta go.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point, Rebecca. That's not what this phrase means, of course. Do you have a minute? That's just a way of saying, do you have some time to talk about something?
That's right.Now, I know when I was in college, I liked thinking about my college years because I used to go and I would talk to my teachers.
And I remember one time I peeked in my teacher's office. Oh, hey, Professor.
Hello, Rebecca.
Yeah, hey.
Miss Brittingham.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about my research paper. Do you have a minute?
Maybe you can come back to my office after lunch.
Oh.
I'm meeting with another student right now.
Okay, so you don't
and
have
I'm
to...
hungry.
Okay.
No, and I don't want to talk to you. Is that okay?
Well, my teacher usually said yes.
Oh, okay.
My teacher usually said, come on in, of course I have a minute, Rebecca. Have a seat.
That's a very nice professor. So that's one way you can use this phrase when you want to approach somebody and talk to them about something. Or maybe they're in the middle of something else, another conversation, and you need to interrupt them, and you could ask, excuse me, do you have a minute? I need to talk about something.
Yeah, so this is a very useful phrase. Friends, take some time and practice using this phrase or asking this question in English, of course. So Dean had asked, do you have a minute? Laura responds by saying, sure, what can I help you with?
Well, Laura is very happy. Okay, are you happy with Emma's work?
Of course. She's a good artist, a little slow maybe, but she does good work. And she's done very well teaching others the new software.
Interesting. Friends, did you catch that? Do you remember the question I asked you earlier today? What does Laura think of Emma's work? Well, here is the answer. She has some negative things to say, but not very much, okay? She says it's a little slow, but she does good work. And she's done very well teaching others the new software.
But you know, Gabe, that's not what we talked about yesterday.
Yes?
Yesterday we learned that Emma had heard that Laura doesn't like her work, that people are saying that her work isn't really that great.
Right. She thinks that Laura has been criticizing her work to other people. But Laura, well, it seems here that that's not what Laura is saying at all. But Dean says, well, she's heard that you don't like her work and are criticizing her behind her back.
Okay, friends, so you see this phrase, behind one's back. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Gabe, what are you doing over there standing?
Oh, don't worry, Rebecca. I'm coming over here. Oh, my goodness, Rebecca?
Yeah, Gabe?
Are you talking behind my back?
Gabe. Gabe, that's actually not what our lesson means. When you talk behind one's back, it doesn't mean you're standing behind them and talking.
Well, what does it mean?
Go back over there. When you talk behind someone's back, this just means that you are talking about somebody or you're doing something without somebody else knowing about it.
Right. So if you talk behind someone's back, that's another way of saying, well, usually it means that you're gossiping about somebody or spreading a rumor about somebody. You're talking behind their back because the information is about that person.
Exactly. And it's never, never, never a good idea to talk about someone behind their back. First, it can be very hurtful. And second of all, you could end up spreading rumors. So here's an example. Let's say your roommate doesn't do the dishes.
Ooh, yes.
And you get really annoyed because your roommate doesn't do the dishes.
Wait, which roommate?
Well, just any roommate.
Eileen or Linda?
No, we're not talking about personal experience or personal example.
Okay.
This is just an example.
So you didn't want to talk about your roommate behind her back?
No. I don't want to talk about my roommates behind their backs. Because remember, Gabe, it's wrong.
Yeah, and it's on TV.
It's
pretty embarrassing.
Yes. So let's say, for example, your roommate doesn't do the dishes. So rather than talking to them directly, you go out and you talk to your friends. And you say, I have the most annoying roommates. They're not doing the dishes. They leave the house a mess. That's just so wrong.
That is wrong. And what you should do instead is talk to your roommate directly about it. And friends, that is called confronting. It's good to confront people directly if you have a problem with them. Or if you notice they're doing something wrong, don't talk behind their back. Confront the person directly.
That's right. And of course, in our lesson, we learned that Dean had told Laura that Emma thinks that Laura is criticizing her work. And Laura says, that's ridiculous. If I didn't like her work, I'd talk to her about it.
So she would confront Emma about it. Dean says, that's what I thought. Well, right now it's time for us to sing.
It's
out. What a lovely time.
Hey, I heard that you got 95% on your test when you studied all week. You should have gotten 100.
Who said that? Hey, but I heard that you always eat unhealthy food, like Tao Man, every day. Who said that?
Who said that? Who said that? Who said that? Who said that?
Come on, play. I heard that when you play basketball, you always lost that one.
Who said that? Well, I heard that you were supposed to help someone and pay for their meal, but instead you let them chink up.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. I've got some juicy information about teacher Rebecca. Did you know that she likes to do her little cross-stitching hobby in the middle of church while the pastor is trying to speak? Hello, Rebecca, you're here.
Gabe, were you talking about me behind my back?
Trust me, it's only because you weren't here.
But Gabe, that's just wrong. Oh. You don't talk about people behind their back, not even friends. It can hurt your friendships. Gabe, I just don't know what to say.
Well, don't say anything. It's okay, Rebecca. This is a very important issue, and it reminds me of today's lesson, which we need to continue now. Smile.
Who said that? Conversation C. Dean stops by Emma's desk later.
So, did Laura talk to you?
Yes, and I feel much better. She likes my work, and she complimented me on my teaching.
I'm glad to put an end to that rumor.
Me too. Laura also called a meeting of all the artists. She told us to go to her with questions, and not just guess about what's going on.
Great. Good communication is key.
That's for sure. I wasted time being depressed about something that wasn't true.
OK, 接下来我们看 compliment 这个动词。 compliment 在这里是指夸奖或赞扬。如果你要说明夸奖某人哪件事的话，是用 compliment someone on something 这个句型。例如 ,the professor complimented Jeffrey on the unique insights in his report. 像是夸奖 Jeffrey 论文中独特的见解。compliment 可以当名词。例如 ,you called me a superwoman, and I'm going to take that as a compliment. 你称呼我为女强人，我就把它当作是对我的恭维。最后我们看的是 depressed 这个形容词。depressed 本来是 depress,D-E-P-R-E-S-S, 是沮丧这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指情绪低落的或者是沮丧的。例如 ,Kathy is a little depressed after months of searching for a job. Kathy 几个月都找不到工作后有一点沮丧。它的名词是 depression,D-E-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N, 意思是忧郁症。例如 Charlene has to take medication for her depression. Charlene 必须要吃抗忧郁症的药。And now let's get back to our teachers.
doesn't.
Gabe, I still can't believe that you were talking about me behind my back.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hey, everyone.
I'm sorry that I was talking behind your back.
And I think this is a very important lesson.
Yes, yes it is.
Friends, don't talk behind your friends' backs because it can be very hurtful. It can start rumors, and gossiping is never a good thing. And, Gabe, guess what?
Yes.
It can cause people to distrust one another.
Yes, you don't want to distrust your friends. You want to build trust, not tear it down.
But I forgive you because I think all is well. You meant well.
I guess I did. It was good information, too. Well, we continue here with Dean and Emma. So Dean says, so did Laura talk to you?
And Emma responds by saying, yes, and I feel much better. She likes my work, and she complimented me on my teaching. Okay, let's talk about that phrase, to compliment somebody on. This just means that, it's a remark that expresses approval. And basically, you're just telling someone that they did a great job for something.
That's right. So this word compliment is from our word bank today. But you see this in the phrase to compliment someone on something. That's how you can use this phrase to tell someone they did a good job with something. This reminds me of a little story, Rebecca.
Oh, I like stories.
A couple of years ago, it was New Year's Eve, and there was a band playing at this place, but there was no drummer. The drummer was sick. So I offered my drumming skills. And I played with them for a little while. Everyone was having a great time. And then afterward, the band leader said, wow, that's really good. Hey, what do you do? I said, oh, I'm an English teacher in Taiwan. He said, well, I don't know how your teaching is or I don't know how your acting is, but you're a great drummer. He complimented me on my drumming skills, and I'll never forget that compliment.
And I bet it made you feel really, really good, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
It was very encouraging. And that's what happens when people compliment you on your different skills that you have. It is encouraging, and it can make you feel really good. Well, here's another example. So Kendra walked into the room, and as she was walking around talking to different people, five people came up to her and complimented her on her dress.
Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe?
You have wonderful example sentences.
Why, no. Of course.
I just wanted to compliment you on your example sentences.
Thank you for complimenting me on my example sentences because I take time to think about them.
And I'm sure you shared that one because you also kind of wanted a compliment on your dress, which is very nice.
Oh, well, thank you. That's great, Gabe. Yes. Anyway, friends, this is a great phrase for you to know, and I would encourage you to take some time and look for opportunities to compliment your friends on their different skills and their abilities.
That is very important. Mm-hmm. If you notice something good, tell someone about it. Perhaps they need the encouragement. We continue here. Dean says, I'm glad to put an end to that rumor. And I'm going to put it, well, we're going to stop right there and talk about this phrase, to put an end to something. An end, that's a noun, right? To put an end, this is a verb phrase. To put an end to something, that means you're stopping something from continuing.
That's right, and Mrs. Carter said that she was going to put an end to all the talking in the class. There was way too much talking.
Oh, you know what? I know a lot of world leaders are trying to find a way to put an end to the fighting in the world.
Yes.
Okay? Think of another way that you can use that phrase. Well, it's almost time to put an end to our lesson today. However, it's not over.
Mm-mm, nope. If you saw this word complimented, mm-hmm. you see the letter C-O-M at the beginning of this. And you know the guys in the InfoCloud, they want to talk about those letters.
That's right, C-O-M. Let's go see Steve and Ken in the InfoCloud. StephenKen.com. C-O-M.
Don't wait to build your English vocabulary right before you take that big English test. Start now.
Yes, and one way to do that is by becoming familiar with Latin prefixes, which are found all over the English language. Today, let's look at the prefix com, C-O-M, which means with or together.
How many words start with this prefix? A lot. For example, the word common means shared with many.
This word is at the heart of another related word, communication, which means to make common. You know, you can make something common by telling it to others, right?
Right. How about the word combination? Com means together and by means two. Today, combination describes any number of things joined or mixed together.
Right. The com prefix is so common that we hardly notice it, like in the word combat, which means fighting with each other. Combat is close in meaning with the word compete, which means together attack.
Another everyday com word is computer. Again, C-O-M means with, and the Latin word putare means to calculate.
The com prefix is in dozens of other English words, and sometimes it's hiding, like in the words cooperate and conversation.
我们先来看另一个字首, C-O-M, com. Com 在拉丁文这个字表示 with 或 together， 因此像 common 这个字， 字面的意思就是 with， 跟许多人分享。 Communication 原本表示把一件事变得 common， 因此呢， 当我们把一件事 communicate 告诉很多人， 那件事就变得 common， 不是吗？ 另外 combination 前面的 com 表示 together 在一起， 中间的字根 by 表示两个， 因此一个 combination 就是把至少两个以上的东西合并在一起。 Combat 跟 compete 都有着 together 的意思， 只是 combat 是彼此战斗， compete 是一起进攻。 Computer 的 com 表示 with， 中间的拉丁文字根表示计算， 所以 computer 字面上就是用来计算的东西。 若是想要增进你的英文智慧， 可以先去了解字首的拉丁文原来的意思。 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, steveandken.com. Yes, communication is key. Don't let gossip or rumors spread.
That's right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.